from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Newspaper stories says Attorney General talked with Russia about campaign. The Washington Post is reporting that Russia's ambassador to the U.S. told his advisors in Moscow that he discussed campaign-related matters with Attorney General Jeff Sessions last year during the presidential election season, contrary to what Sessions has said. The Post quoted current and former U.S. officials in its story, which said U.S. intelligence agents intercepted communications from Ambassador Sergei Kislyak to his superiors about the meetings. Sessions said in his February confirmation hearing before the Senate that he did not recall having any contact with Russian officials while acting as a Trump foreign policy advisor last year. In March, news reports revealed that Sessions had met at least twice with Kislyak. President Trump's legal advisors are looking into possible conflicts of interest within Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigative team that they could use to discredit Mueller's inquiry into Russian election meddling, according to multiple sources and news reports. During a press briefing, newly appointed Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked if he endorses his legal team's undermining of Mueller's authority.
The president has absolutely nothing to do with any of the allegations that are being made. I think he's maintained that, and he wants them to complete their process as quickly as possible so that we can move on from the ridiculousness of all things Russia and Russia fever.
The Trump team is reported to be scrutinizing everything from donations to Democrat Party candidates by investigators to the personal relationships between Mueller and former FBI chief James Comey, whom Trump fired. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli officials say three Israelis died and one more was wounded when a Palestinian broke into a home in a West Bank settlement and stabbed the inhabitants while they were eating dinner. Two of the victims died Friday soon after the attack in the area north of Ramallah. Another victim died later in the day. The assailant was shot by Israeli police and is hospitalized in Israel. He's been identified as 20-year-old Omar Alabed. His brother also has been arrested. Several hundred people gathered in front of the presidential palace in Warsaw on Saturday to protest plans by the populist ruling party to put the Supreme Court and the rest of the judicial system under party political control. The protest was part of wider demonstrations which broke out across Poland. Poland's Senate has approved a controversial new law that amounts to an overhaul of the Supreme Court, despite criticism from the European Union and the protests of thousands of demonstrators in Warsaw and other cities across the country. President Andrzej Duda, an ally of the ruling Conservative Law and Justice Party, has 21 days to sign or veto the bill. He must sign the legislation for it to become a binding law. At least 60 people have been kidnapped from a village in southern Kandahar, Afghanistan, by Taliban insurgents, with seven of those prisoners reportedly killed. A spokesman for the provincial governor told the Associated Press the villagers were kidnapped in a series of Taliban attacks on buses over the last 4 days, although the head of Kandahar Provincial Police told AFP the kidnappings took place Friday in the villagers' home. President Donald Trump helped commission Saturday the USS Gerald R. Ford, a technologically advanced, nearly $13 billion warship that he said sends a 100,000-ton message to the world and will cause enemies to the U.S. to shake with fear. After 3 years of delays and billions of dollars of cost overruns, Trump officially turned over the first of the next-generation nuclear-powered aircraft carriers to the U.S. Navy at Naval Station Norfolk in the southeastern state of Virginia.
American steel and American hands have constructed a 100,000-ton message to the world. America might is second to none.
The new carrier will be the flagship of the new class of supercarriers, the first new class in 40 years, and the most expensive warship ever built. The ship will have a lifespan of 50 years, and its nuclear power plant will allow it to operate for 20 years without the need to refuel. An al-Qaeda suspect accused of supporting terrorists made his initial appearance in a U.S. federal court in Philadelphia Friday following his extradition from Spain. Ali Sharaf Dimash was indicted in 2011. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.